have Dr. Robert Levine, who graduated from Bowman Gray School of Medicine in 1968 and completed a residency in preventive medicine at the University of Kentucky School of Medicine in 1972. Dr. Levine earned an American Board of Preventive Medicine certification in general preventive medicine in 1974. He had an academic appointment at the University of Miami Medical School, School of Medicine from 1976 to 1986, and joined Meharry Medical College in Nashville, Tennessee in 1992. Welcome.
Thank you. As you can see, our title has evolved to from hotspots to hotspots, social determinants and international classification of diseases and descriptive epidemiology of lung cancer mortality in the U.S. from 1999 to 2009, and this is our multidisciplinary team. Sources of data included the compressed mortality file from the CDC. It's publicly available on their internet website, and uses county-level data, death certificate data. We use age-adjusted 35 to 85 plus years of age, race, ethnicity, sex-specific rates for malignant neoplasm of the trachea, bronchus, and lung as the underlying cause of death for 1999 to 2009. This website also provides county averages for concentrations of fine particulate matter, air pollution 2.5 micrograms per cubic meter for 2003 to 2008. We used U.S. Census data for 2000 and 2010, this provided by Geolytics, and smoking percentages by county as compiled by the Robert Wood Johnson, University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute, using the BRFSS for a percentage of adults in each county who have smoked 100 cigarettes and are currently smoking. And this was for 2002 to 2008. We also use the University of Arizona Geodata Center for county-level information on residential segregation. We used multiple types of methods, zero-order correlations, multiple regression, using ordinary least squares for normalized data, negative binomial multiple regression, the Geddes or G-star statistic for hotspot analysis, and also principal components analysis for other types of questions. This is looking at the zero-order correlations for the lung correlation between lung cancer mortality and non-Hispanic 35 to 85-year-old white males, white females, black females, and black males. And as expected, there are strong correlations with poverty and smoking across the board. Fine particulate matter for whites but not blacks in these correlations. We also looked at the census divisions. This is just the U.S. map showing the U.S. census divisions. You can see New England, Middle Atlantic, East North Central, West North Central going right to left, and then Mountain and Pacific, and then in the South, the South Atlantic, East South Central, and West South Central areas. And in these crude correlations, you can see that one thing we saw that there was a pretty consistent pattern for whites, both white men and white women, with the strongest associations in the South Atlantic, East South Central, West South Central areas, but somewhat different patterns showing for blacks, with black women particularly strong in the East and West North Central areas, and black men particularly strong in the East South Central and West South Central areas. Then going to multiple regression analyses just to see if we preserve the regional influence after accounting for the other types of factors in the multiple regression analysis. Poverty was still strong for white men and women, non-Hispanics, and also for smoking, and particulate matter was maintained for white men, but not for white women. There was a preservation of the regional associations even after accounting for those factors of smoking and poverty and air pollution, particularly in the South Atlantic, South Central, East South Central, and West South Central geographic regions for whites. And then for black lung cancer mortality, again, poverty and smoking maintained their association across the board, particulate matter was there for men. And there was a difference, again, preserved with a stronger association being found in the east, south central, and west south central areas for black men, but not so strong for black women. In the hotspot analysis, not we're looking at for geographic spatial correlations, not necessarily whether a place has a high level of mortality, but also whether it's surrounded by other areas with high levels of mortality. And so this would be like a standard county map. This is lung cancer mortality, 35 to 85 years of age among non-Hispanic white males, 2000-2009, and you can see the kind of patterning that you get when you just use county data. When you apply the Gettysword G-Star statistic, you get a different kind of map, and which may clarify the location of the spatial clustering. And when this occurs, you see that there are two hotspots for white non-Hispanic men. Beginning in the from the west, you can see that this is proceeding from the boot heel of Missouri on through Tennessee and Kentucky, and lower West Virginia and southern Ohio, and then it spreads out from that to a still significantly hot area that affects primarily Arkansas, northern Louisiana, and Mississippi, and on into the eastern Oklahoma and Texas, and then a second hot spot affecting the Florida-Georgia border. And as the previous analysis suggested, there's a similar pattern for white women centered again in Appalachia and extending westward through Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, northern Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, and Oklahoma, and sort of a more mild hotspot for women in southern, for white women in southern Florida. For blacks, there's a very different distribution, the center of the hotspot being in along the Mississippi River, but particularly concentrated in Arkansas, and eastern areas of Texas and Oklahoma. For black women, well, I should say there are also some lighter clusters in the east and west north central areas for men, but these two areas, the east and west north central areas, are particularly hot for in selected and probably urban areas for women, but the area observed for men in the along the lower Mississippi area is not seen. So we think that the hotspot analysis confirms and perhaps helps to clarify geographic localization from which one could proceed to more specific epidemiologic studies. We see that white non-Hispanic women and men have similar geographic distributions, but they were somewhat different distributions for black non-Hispanic men and women. Possibly the white distribution may reflect more general environmental factors affecting all people, and work at the University of West Virginia has suggested that this may reflect more pervasive environmental exposures from coal mining among blacks, may reflect as yet undetermined occupational exposures along Mississippi Delta, and perhaps in the east and west north central areas, this may be related to housing that is perhaps more a greater exposure among women than among men. We'll proceed. We're going to proceed to look at other kinds of factors. This is an EPA map of radon zones. And so that it, unfortunately, this data is not available, wasn't available to us in terms of specific carrying levels. It's just for zones. But you can see that it may have some effect in the Appalachian areas that we were looking at, but it would not seem to be explaining areas down in South Florida or in the Mississippi Delta or East Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas. Other pollutants that we can take a look at, for which there is specific data in at least 50% of U.S. counties, is a bunch of these, and we'll kind of pursue these with combinatorial analysis. But as we were looking at lung cancer in terms of these kinds of variables, we're also thinking in terms of the social determinants and the international classification of diseases. Clearly, the 20th century brought increasing recognition that diseases have social determinants, and at present, the ICD is the standard for clinical and public health practice. Its fundamental structure, however, was completed in 1898, and it may not adequately reflect social determinants. The ICD is an individual-level classification. People either have a disease or don't have a disease, and it generally is confined to organ systems, disease of the heart, disease of the endocrine system, or medically defined etiology, for example, neoplastic diseases or infectious diseases. And in contrast, social determinants act both at the individual and population levels and cross the boundaries of organ systems and medically defined etiology, as shown by the persistence of the social gradient across the epidemiologic transition. So we wanted to explore in some descriptive data whether social forces act outside the boundaries of the ICD and at the population level. More specifically, we explored the possibility that disease constellations, which are indivisible at the individual level, may exist, and they may cross the boundaries of ICD classifications, and it could be found by describing causes of death associated with infant mortality, since infant mortality is a sensitive indicator of population health. For this, we restricted to 416 U.S. central cities and large fringe urban areas. What we were able to find with principal component analysis is that there was a common factor that we could identify for black males and white males, and for white females and black females. And this is a unit that for which infant mortality, malignant neoplasm of the lung, and assault were traveling together. And you can see that the constellations would vary according to gender and race, and that they will probably also vary according to place and time as we proceed in these kinds of analyses. But in multiple regression analysis, it was clear that this common factor of assault, infant mortality, and lung cancer was clearly socially mediated. Very strong correlations with an index of combined poverty and low education, and another one that used renters and crowding, and we devised those through principal component analysis. You can see that residential segregation was protective for whites and harmful for blacks. But the limitations of these data, the usual limitations of death certificate data and use of underlying versus multiple cause of death. Also, even common causes of death may produce relatively small numbers of deaths, and this severely limits geographic areas in the study. And once you put in assault, for example, you're restricted to the central cities and larger fringe urban areas. To understand constellations, we think we'll need large morbidity-based data sets. In conclusion, approaches such as hotspot analysis may help provide clarifications which help to focus hypothesis generation. However, describing lung cancer as a unique disease may be like trying like the proverbial blind man to describe an elephant by feeling the trunk or the tusks. The common factor in these data crosses ICD boundaries and is indivisible at the individual level, since no individual person could have infant mortality, assault, and lung cancer at the same time. This supports the hypothesis that ICD classifications are neither mutually exclusive nor comprehensive. If so, we think that maybe a new taxonomy of health and disease may be needed to unite social and medical elements. A more unified taxonomy might lead to better understanding of the pathophysiology of socially mediated disease constellations